Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Today's episode is a fascinating conversation with the Director of Investment and Product Development at the Ghana Tourism Authority, Ben Ananinsia. He tells me Ghana is looking to diversify its source market with a focus on the African market. He was the leader of the delegation of Ghana's trade and tourism mission to Rwanda, which was facilitated by the Rwandan High Commission in Accra and the Rwanda Development Board.
This is a VA Tourism Podcast. Tell us why you guys are here in Kigali. Introduce yourself first.
My name is Ben Ananinsia. I'm the Director for Product Development and Investment for the Ghana Tourism Authority.
Okay. You guys are on a mission with the Ghanaian Tourism and Trade mission, you know, facilitated by the High Commission of Rwanda in Accra. And what, from the tourism perspective, what is it that you're looking to achieve between yourselves, I mean Ghana and Rwanda?
Okay. Thank you. We want to diversify our source markets.
Okay.
Hitherto, most of the people, 85% of people who come to Ghana come from six main countries: United States, Britain, Germany, and so on. The only African regional destination that is in the top six is Nigeria. But we know from our calculations that if we want tourism to do what we expect it to do for the country, then we must increase, we must get more numbers and more spend. We've traditionally been oriented towards the African diaspora because of the unique attractions of interest that are in our country for them. But we know that the regional tourism is very important, and even more so now with COVID, when we know that international travel should take quite a while to pick up. So we are looking at non-traditional generating markets, where places where we can develop an interest in the potential market to consider Ghana as a business and also as a tourism destination. And we are fortunate to have a very responsive High Commission, Rwandan High Commission in Ghana, who is aligned to the same vision. So we are here with our operators. We came on a farm tour that they can see what this country has to offer, and then go onward to sell the destination to Ghanaians, so that we soon start having Ghanaians spending weekends here, coming here for the normal tourist activities. It's not new to them. Ghanaians go to Dubai, Ghanaians go to Principe and Sao Tome, Ghanaians go to South Africa. There is a market that will be interested in that product. And then we are going to reciprocate this gesture and also invite Rwandan operators to Ghana, so that when both ends know what is there, then the business linkages can go on, and then we can set targets and then review it as we go ahead, so that ultimately we can have a decent flow between both countries. And the infrastructure is already in place. There's the air link by Rwandan Air that flies three times a week now. If it was even more pre-COVID, if you don't want to come by Rwanda, you can come with Ethiopia, and you can come with Kenya, and so on. So it's a market development mission. Okay. And that's why we're here.
All right. So now that you're talking about market development mission, what is the pitch from the Ghanaian side in terms of looking at those, as you said, diversifying your source market? What is it that you believe will be the pool for Ghana's tourism?
We respect Rwanda?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, the vibe, you know, the feel in East and West Africa is quite different. You know, any West African, typical West African, being Ghanaian, Nigeria, who comes to the East and South, gets a different, a different feeling, you know, of the ambience of the area. So that alone is one. The natural desire to explore new territories, you know, is one. Ghana has had this strong Pan-African credentials, and any reasonably exposed African, you know, would want to see a bit about this country, you know. Then our nightlife in Accra, pre-COVID, I mean, right now COVID is putting all kinds of restrictions. It's quite exciting. And people who have a stint in Accra would tell you that it's probably one of the hottest places to be, you know. Again, we have this relics of the unfortunate transatlantic slave trade, which I believe is some kind of a pilgrimage every African must experience, because the aftermath of that movement has been slavery, racism, and all the current problems that George Floyd and everybody three go through. That's the root of that kind of thing, and it's affected Africa in more ways than we can imagine. So it's important, I believe, that people get to acquaint themselves with that part of the African history, although it's situated in the West. And I must admit that Ghana is not the only place with relics. Senegal has a few, Nigeria has a few, but those in Ghana are very are spectacular and tell the story in a more forceful way. Also, Africa is a country rich in culture. Diversity of cultural expressions is unimaginable. But it's good always to rub a bit of what your neighbor does off you when you come. And if they come and the time is right, they can see some of the splendor of traditional Africa pre-colonial intervention, some of the festivals that are done and so on. And generally, the friendliness of the Ghanaian, I mean, we have found nice people here, but they will find Ghana a very warm and welcoming place. So I think they will not leave disappointed. And on the other side, when they come here, they will find a very organized country, very clean, very green, that will challenge them to do more at home. Of course, you can't run away from the mountain gorilla experience, you know. And if you haven't had a safari experience, this is introduction to Safari 101. Of course, we know the Serengeti is there, but a good exposure here can help, you know. And the thing about tourism, it's always like the precursor to other initiatives, other business, repatriation, and so on. So that is what I believe this mission will bring.
Okay. Now, obviously, you know the challenge you've had with respect to our tourism in general, in terms of competitiveness. We are having a restart of tourism. As a man in charge of product development, what is it that you're looking to that things don't go back to normal? So what are the things, the pecs that you want to use in restarting the tourism in the way that you see that we have to, like, I mean, diversify our product, or what's Ghana's position there?
First of all, the pandemic we've gone through globally requires that every destination assures a potential visitor that of safety. You know, there has to be a certain assurance, a very high level assurance, that we are COVID compliant, that the necessary safety protocols are in place at every place and along the chain of activities that a person may experience, because you do not want to go on a tourist journey and come back with a problem. So we have, as a destination, to step up our safety protocols. Yes, vaccinations are going on, but we have to continue to put in the safeguards that would assure people that the place is compliant, safety-wise. You know, we have at our end issued instructions to different operators what the hotels must do, what tour operators must do. Beaches are closed for now. Nightclubs, certain activities are closed for now. Now, when even these restrictions are lifted, we have to continue to give that assurance that the safety protocols in that destination are in place, and you can have a trouble-free experience when you come to Ghana. That's one. Second is, COVID has told us that digitalization is here to stay. So we have to come to a new normal where a lot of our operations are digital, and we have to push operators to capitalize on it, use it more as a tool, in marketing, in their business operations, to facilitate and expedite the speed of decision making and so on, so that there's much more real time actions and interventions in the operations of the tourism sector. That is there. Third, the economic impact is said that value for money now will be critical, and operators must be sensitive enough to the needs of the market. I mean, bluntly put, we expect people to reduce rates on their own volition, because people are now beginning to come up. And in times like that, when there's insecurity, people like to hold on to expenditures and so on. So, I mean, you've experienced a year and a half of virtually empty rooms. That compared to charging 50 or 60% of what we were charging before, it's not the worst case scenario that could be. So there has to be some respect for value for money, some price sensitivity. People should be willing to make deals and accommodate certain requests, so that collectively we can bring the industry quickly back to pre-COVID levels. And finally, I think it has stressed the need for multi-stakeholder partnerships. Partnerships like we're here, we have the Export Promotion Council. They are interested in exporting yams and textiles and so on. You might think, oh, this is not tourism business. But you see, everything is related. If we are going to do an honest, thorough examination of the impact of tourism or the benefits, you realize that the handicraft sector, the people who sell at the craft villages and so on, are all impacted by tourist flows. So we have to align our activities, investment promotion, export promotion, tourism promotion, airport company, immigration service, all of those in myriad of agencies that make a tourist stay comfortable, should have that customer service orientation, that our business is to make the person who is coming to see your life comfortable. Ghana, for example, is moving strongly on an e-visa arrangement. It's being led by the Ghana Immigration Service. But there's no reason why anybody should go through a hassle. For example, if you lived in, say, my favorite city in America, Seattle, Washington, there's no visa, Ghana embassy there. There's no consulate there. There's consulate in Houston. So you have to come to New York, post your passport. What's all of that? If you're an Italian and you're going to Senegal, you don't need a visa. You don't need an ID card. You see, if I'm a terrorist, the FBI should know where I am and come for me. You see, and not frustrate my travel plan. So we have to eliminate these unnecessary bottlenecks, high visa fees, all kinds of things, you know, so that we make it much more easy for potential tourists to convert that desire into real consumption of tourism. So if I need to go back, you have to... The safety of the destination must be apparent, tangible, and clear, so that protocols must be in place, enforced well all over, so that people come to the destination knowing that they'll go back safe. There has to be collaboration. There has to be linkages and so on. There has to be price adjustment by the operators, so that collectively we come out. And then for Ghana, I think a much bigger focus on regional tourism. The East Africans have done it well. They have, even at the point of East African tourism visa and so on, we've had the unfortunate, quite unfortunate, we've been saddled with our Francophone friends who read Voltaire and Montesquieu, so they don't think the way we think. You know, but we need to break that funny linguistic barrier and work across easily, so that you can have multi-destination tours. Somebody comes from America, before he leaves Africa after 2 weeks, he has been to Ghana, he's happy, he's gone to Togo, he's gone to Benin, and we don't frustrate him at the border, you know. So we need to work on it, but I'm confident that it will pick up. There's no way you can bottle up people forever. Tourism will rebound, even with a bigger push. But in the interim, it's a time to upgrade the quality of your products. Some of the things that you do, some of the facilities need a retouch. We, in our own small way, have been trying to improve basic things like washrooms, reception facilities, Tafiatome, Kintampo. There are a few along the pipeline that the GTA is working on within the context of the tourism development program. You know, certain sites like Paga and so on are supposed to be upgraded, you know, so that at least you can have a credible, interesting experience when you move around. And so I'm confident tourism will do well. I hope others would come along. It's the best enterprise in the world, because you see, it makes you appreciate one, the God's creation. So it makes you open to other cultures, other experiences, and you become a global citizen. Like that, Ghana is Ghana, but you could live here, you could live in Malaysia, you could live, every human being is the same. You know, it makes you respect other people more, and it makes you appreciate where you come from, the diversity of where you are. Tourism is really the tool for peace.
Albert, thanks so much for your time.